Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We will be sharing our senior quotes. Well, we're not seniors, but, you know, it's going to be more like advice.
Yeah.
But we have some senior quotes for the graduating class of 2015. Make sure you listen to that, because it's valuable.
My niece is graduating today.
Oh, congratulations.
Riley Raspberry.
Wow.
Riley Raspberry is graduating high school.
I remember when she was born.
Yeah, little uniform, little thing. Oh my.
That's your brother's daughter?
My brother's oldest, my firstborn niece.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sit in my bedroom in my apartment. This is right after she was born.
Yeah.
And I would get that little picture of her in the frame, and I would look at it, and I would cry because I couldn't imagine ever loving anyone or anything as much as I love that little baby girl.
Uh-huh.
I just would get so overcome with emotion for these little things. And now she's 18 and graduating.
And you had a McKelly.
And now Riley kicked her to the curb.
Also, happy National Donut Day today.
Time to make the donuts.
It is. Jenna hooked us up with some cheese and bacon and
grilled cheese, vanilla glazed donuts.
Delicious. Woo. We also got Beat the Bank, and that's coming up in about 30 minutes, less than 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually.
Today is Friday. Do you understand what this means?
What, Kelly?
Today are the last two times we're going to play Beat the Bank. That doesn't mean it won't ever come back. May come back in the future.
Yeah,
sure.
But that's it.
I know you're wondering, what are we going to do next week? Don't worry, we got Trip a Day.
Well, we ran out of money, y'all. I'll be honest with y'all. You know, we're giving away a lot.
We still have lots of fun stuff coming up.
We just have giveaways. We have Trip a Day, and then we got Swiftmas in July.
July, yes.
Because who doesn't want to go check out Taylor Swift's
My daughter's already bugging me about that. She thinks mommy can just do anything, which I love that she thinks I can do
that. I always think that as a kid. You think your parents can do anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't. We don't have that. We don't have those.
But you're on the radio, Kelly. Okay.
So?
It's that easy. It's Taylor Swift.
Yeah. So on Wednesday, our first caller of the day was named Deborah.
Okay.
I'm happy to announce that Deborah is a repeat offender. She is our first caller of the day today as well.
Oh, wow.
And she's on the phone right now. Hey, Deborah.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing great.
What's up, Deb?
Happy Friday.
Good.
So you called us on Wednesday and you let us know that your little girl was going to compete in the Special Olympics.
Yes.
She's 12 years old, right?
Correct.
What's your name?
Sophia.
Sophia.
What's her condition? Do you mind saying, if I'm not being too personal?
Down syndrome.
Okay. All right. And she competed in how'd the Special Olympics go, Deborah? Because we wanted you to call us back and let us know how everything went.
They were awesome. Mm-hmm. It was her first event. Everybody did great. She did 44 pounds on the bench press.
That's more than Al can do.
77 on deadlift.
And how much on deadlift? Oh,
77.
We have pictures up on Kid TV. If you want to check out the pictures, we'll have them up at KidNation.com.
Where are those dumbbells we have back there that are like 50 pounds each?
I'm sure we have them somewhere.
I've got one 20 pound one here. I just want to see if Al can lift any of them over his head.
Deadlift a 50.
Deborah, it's almost comical to see your little girl lifting that humongous.
It is
bell those weights and the bar. It's so.
Yeah, it was actually starting to fall off. She's kind of trying to balance it with her leg.
Yeah. That is so cool. I know you're so proud.
And did she win? Did she get a medal?
Yes, she won both in her events.
Good.
Yay. She won?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She's been doing it for 3 months.
She's beautiful. That's so cool with the medal around her neck.
Yeah, Kid TV if you want to see the pictures.
Wow.
Deborah, can you tell Sophia I need a lifting partner?
Uh-oh.
Oh, look at these. Here, you two.
Uh-oh.
We're bringing in 45.
45s, that's the 40s?
One's a 40, one's a 45, 15.
Deborah, we're going to see if Al is as strong as your daughter.
Come on, Al, come on, you big bird. What was he saying he benched the other day?
300.
315.
That was
back in the day,
it was 315.
That was back in the day when you ran, a six flat 40?
Yes,
that was the bar and three plates on each side.
Yeah.
That was 315
that
pounds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was working out with my man Larry North.
Okay.
Do some shoulder presses.
Name dropper.
Deborah, do you think
you're gonna drop that name like you're about to drop that weight?
Deborah, you think Al could lift 45 pounds?
I don't know. I know I can't.
Right?
I think he can lift it, but I think it's gonna be a struggle.
Where you want me to? Over my head?
Your head. I want to see how many times you can do it. Wear yourself. What do you call that? Burn your arms out, right?
Maxing out.
Hey.
Oh, don't.
No, you need both, Al.
Well, that one's 40.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. What's the difference?
Do a gladiator one, just one.
Bend over.
He wanted to bend over to pick it up.
Oh my gosh.
All right, here we go. Let's see if Al's
strong as Sophia. Please forgive us, Deborah. We got to do this for our own personal pleasure. Kid TV.
Do not hit that TV behind you,
Al. Go bicep curl into shoulder press.
Yeah,
bicep curl into shoulder press.
Holy
curl.
Curl press.
Curl. Okay. And now what?
Jump.
Do the right one. My left one is
good. Do both.
Come on, Al.
This left one's kind of... I'll do the right
one. Wait, he can't do the left one.
No, the left one's
good. Go left.
Why can't you do the left one?
My rotator cuff hurts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that four? Five.
Let's see how many he can do.
Six.
Seven.
This is 45 pounds, people.
Eight. Sophia did 30, Al.
Nine.
Okay.
Sophia's 12.
Ten.
Oh,
he's burning out.
Oh, he's struggling.
11. What if you dropped it on his head and it fixes
12.
It?
Okay, that's it.
Well done, Al.
I want to see if I can do more than Al.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee you
Jenna
can.
Wants to see. I guarantee you can. But we'll check it out. How you feeling, Al? Was Sophia panting that bad, Deborah, when she did her lifting?
No, there's no sweat.
No.
Oh, interesting. My gosh.
Did you see him trembling?
Yeah.
Yeah. My right arm is tired.
She's got great coaches.
She's got great coaches. Yes. Al doesn't have any coaches.
I have nothing.
Yeah, he has nothing.
Well,
that is really awesome.
We're so happy for Sophia. Deborah, there was a funny story, though. She ended up winning her medals and everything, but she wasn't that excited about the medals, huh?
No, she was more excited about the treat, which was the SpongeBob movie that came out Tuesday.
She cared more about the SpongeBob.
She knew that was in the car.
That's great. So you know, it's about priorities.
She's sitting there lifting going, SpongeBob!
I'm going to watch SpongeBob. Awesome.
Mr. Metal says, where's my movie?
That's funny.
That is.
Well, Deborah, you tell Sophia we're really proud of her. Thank you for catching up with us.
Well, thank you very much, and y'all have a great day.
You do as well. There you go. Sophia won her medals.
All right.
And Big Al Mac did 10. Jenna, you want to try it?
I did 12, actually.
Yeah. Here's a 20 pound. I honestly, I don't even.
Yeah, Jenna, don't try the 45. That's too heavy for you.
Oh.
Cute little thing.
Al says you can't do it, Jenna.
That's 20 pounds. Go ahead, Kelly. Three.
My wrist is popping.
Four.
This is my bad wrist.
Five.
Oh, Kelly's doing some shoulder presses.
Yeah, Kelly, seven. Use the leg.
See if she could beat Big Al.
When you get tired.
Eight.
Look at that.
Jump it up.
Kelly's got face of determination. 11. She's smiling.
Wow.
She's smiling in the face of Al.
13. It's 20 pounds.
14.
15.
You weigh twice as much as she does, Al.
Give me that heavy one, JC.
17. Whoa. 18. That's enough. You did 18. Okay, 19.
19.
All right, she wants to do 20.
Get it, Kelly. Get it, Kelly. Woo!
All right,
now, Big Al Max said.
I haven't worked out in about a week and a half because of my surgery.
And I quote, Jenna.
I think I just pulled something open.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I can do this.
And I quote,
at 45.
Al said, Jenna's little pretty thing could not do this.
Yeah.
How many you want to try?
Though? Don't make her do 45.
Yeah, don't make her do 45.
It's heavy,
don't make her do 45.
20?
Can I do it?
I don't know if you
might be able
probably
to do
20.
One. Yeah, get her 20 or 25. Right. Seriously.
You can
feel it. Yeah, I don't want any workers' comp claims up in here. They are hell.
Oh, honey, that's hard. 45 is bad.
Can you do it? Oh, my goodness. There goes Jenna. Beast mode.
I don't know if I can.
Beast mode, Owen. Oh, God. Jenna almost dropped
okay.
It on
I told you, Jenna.
I have to, like, go way down and go.
We got one.
Oh, it's bad for your back.
Oh, yeah.
She got one. That's great.
I have to jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it. Yeah,
two.
It,
how's okay. That count? That is two.
Yeah.
Go,
Jenna.
Three. All right, you're going to drop it.
Al.
Going on.
Jenna.
She's working you, Al.
Four. That's good. That's good.
Oh, Jenna, you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt herself.
Five.
I count that.
Yeah, we'll give you that one.
You don't have to be fully extended.
Jenna.
Good job.
You're stronger than Al.
Good job.
Six. We'll count it.
That's heavy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we just proved something on this show.
We've had a full day.
We are in shape.
We ate donuts. And we lifted weights.
Yeah, dumbbells, lifting dumbbells. That's what we do.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Do you remember posting your senior quote? Do you remember what you wrote?
We didn't have one.
You didn't have one?
I didn't get to do a senior quote.
Oh. I hated getting my yearbook and then seeing all the hilarious ones other people thought of.
Okay.
And then if you took it too serious, then you're that serious kid.
Right.
So we found some funny ones that were actually put in yearbooks. Like this one. I cheated on all my exams. # Coney 2012.
Wow. This is messing up.
This guy wrote, any pizza is a personal pizza if you believe in yourself. Okay. See how inspirational they are?
Stupid.
Again, these are the pictures and then the quote.
All right.
If you like water, you already like 72% of me. We're made of.
Or two-thirds of the planet.
Yeah.
Or this Asian student that said, the happier I get, the less I can see.
The happier is he, what?
Oh.
Happier
oh.
I get, the less I can see.
Wow.
I get it. I get it.
Is it because he's smoking pot and his eyes closed?
No.
Asian student.
Oh, I didn't
it's
get it.
It's an Asian
it.
Joke. He made an Asian
was,
joke.
I thought it was a pot joke.
Or this black student with the last name Cotton said, huh, I wonder what kind of job my ancestors had. That's his yearbook quote.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
What?
You're stuck with that nonsense forever.
It's funny.
Just a side note.
Who looks at...
Go ahead.
The only reason I went to school all this time is to distract myself from the fact that I'll never be Beyonce.
That's cute.
So we decided to write some. This is a we have a do-over. We have a radio show, and now we can get our own senior quotes that we wish we would have put in our own senior yearbook.
You know, kind of inspirational, maybe.
That's fine.
Some
now.
Tips for the future for the graduating seniors from us to you. I'll start it off.
Go ahead, Al. Thank you.
No matter how bad they try to talk you into it, never ever sign up for those credit cards when the department stores show up in the student union. You'll never pay them off.
Yeah.
Never. That's a good quote. Kelly?
A minute on the lips, forever on the hips.
Can I get another donut, please? Here's mine. I saw more naked dudes than naked girls in high school. Thanks for making us all shower after PE, Coach Hool.
Wow.
They didn't make you do that at school, Al?
No.
Oh, our school made us shower.
Yeah,
all the dudes had. And we had to take our towels off.
Whoa.
He made us take our towels off.
They made us shower, and we didn't even have sports.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal now. Jenna?
I wish I had had my motto when I was graduating.
Yeah.
Because I would have put, this milk ain't free.
Jenna's trying to make that.
This milk ain't free.
All
right. Hashtag this milk ain't free. Because it's not. It's about $6 if you buy it.
Seniors, United Parcel Service will offer you a job. And as tempting as it may be, quitting college to make $8.65 an hour is not a good idea. That's what I did.
Mm. Very well said, Al. Kelly Raspberry.
You can fall in love with a rich one just as easy as you can fall in love with a poor one. I attribute that to Connie Raspberry.
I was going to say, these all came from Kelly's family reunion.
Yeah, is this your mom quote?
A quote from Cosmo Brockington is coming up.
How about, you think life's hard now? It only gets worse.
Right.
Fellas, rejoice. Mm-hmm. College, where it's completely legal to hook up with your hot teacher.
Huh. Just frowned upon.
Yeah. Is it?
I think so.
Is it frowned upon?
Yes. Mm.
But it's legal.
I think so.
You could totally hook up with your hot teacher.
Senior discounts for childcare is not for high school seniors.
Yeah, that had to have been tough.
Just saying.
Hey, another piece of advice.
You out? You out, Kelly? Kelly's out.
You're out of Connie Raspberry quotes?
I didn't know this was going to keep going.
No.
I thought you were going to go, this is the day the Lord has made.
We're just, you know, vibing.
Advice, Kelly.
How about live at home with your parents as long as you can stand it?
Mm.
Seriously.
Mm. That is
in
a good one.
In this day and age, because it's like, you think your parents are annoying?
Dude.
Bills and rent and being on your own is even worse. Live at home as long as you can handle it.
Or just make a lot of friends in college and crash on their dorm floor. Mm. You save so much money on housing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
What I did right there.
So there you have it. I think.
You will never use the Pythagorean theorem in real life. Never.
I don't remember what the Pythagorean theorem is.
You will never use it in real life. They made such a big deal in school. It's a theorem. I don't remember it. It's A squared plus B squared equals C squared, I believe.
Is that it? I thought that was algebra.
Yeah, this is geometry.
Or Okay.
Geometry is hard.
So basically what we're saying is, don't worry about it.
No, you didn't even have it right.
You really won't use a lot of geometry unless you put those airbags on your car because they have to adjust.
Right.
Them, like, you know.
I did good in algebra. Geometry got me. I couldn't do geometry.
What's the Pythagorean theorem?
It's the triangle.
Yeah.
The square of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squares of the other two sides.
Oh, God, please. Yeah.
Remember the...
You might be an engineer.
The square of both sides is equal...
Sokotoa.
So it could be A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Those three sides in a triangle, right?
I didn't like geometry. Look what I do for a living. I don't know. I talk and stuff. I did English.
There you have it, children.
There you have it. Good luck.
Future
good luck
is bright.
That.
Good luck, children.
The future is bright.
Good luck.
Enjoy the summer.
Is it so bright you have to wear shades?
It depends on that.
Is it rude if you're going to one of these graduations with 1,000 students, 1,000 seniors? Is it rude, like if your son or daughter's last name starts with a B or a C?
To leave?
To leave, like, because be there all day.
Oh, that's fine. Leave.
After they've gotten their deal.
Leave, go get dinner, come back
in about an hour or two.
Yeah, I've been here the whole time, baby.
I was there because I'm an O.
Yeah.
So I was.
Yeah.
Oh, I was a C. I'm still a C.
It's either time to play the game.
It is time to play the game, baby.
All right,
Mac.
All right.
Thank you for noticing that.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you have a funny yearbook quote, just take a screenshot of it and post it on our Facebook page.
Sure.
Because we'd love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
We like to see funny quotes like that. Let's play Beat the Bank.
All right.
After we play this one, it's only... One more time.
Yep. Last two shots.
Last two shots at up to $1,000. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-HEEK-IT.
We want you to win, and we want you to win big. In order to do that, you got to be caller number 13.
Okay.
Caller number 13, you get to play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got fireworks, man.
You got pyrotechnics for this performance?
Day. It's the last day.
Wow,
I'm gonna go after this.
I mean, you're spending all the budget.
Oh, man.
Dang.
You know how many bonus points that cost me?
A lot.
Yeah.
At least 100,000 bonus points. Redeem yours at kidnation.com. That's KIDDNation.com. Just look for the bonus tab.
Yeah, just go to get the bonus points. What do you call it when you turn them in?
Redeem,
yes. Thank you for that word, Kelly. You're like a walking thesaurus.
JC was on it, too. I give him credit as well.
Thank you, JC. Muchos gracias.
Oh, then not that. You know, it's my pleasure to help you out. Brandy Schmaltz, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, my God. I am so excited.
Hi, Brandy. What's up? What are you doing this morning?
I am fabulous.
You are?
You're fabulous.
You sound fabulous.
Oh, my God.
Tell us a little bit about you, girl.
Today is my birthday. I'm so excited I can barely talk. Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Hold on. Let's sing to her.
All right.
Okay.
All right. One.
You singing in Spanish.
I can't because it's going to sound weird.
Feliz cumpleaños. Feliz cumpleaños.
All right. Here we go. D, please. Okay.
All right. D.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
Brandy
Schmaltz.
Happy birthday to you.
Which version did you like best?
Yeah.
I loved them all.
You did like them all. Okay, Brandy. So what else do you do when you're not celebrating your birthday?
Well, I enjoy hunting and fishing and boating and anything outdoors.
Wow, you are now. You're a dream woman for a lot of men.
You're like a perfect woman,
Shannon?
Wife, girlfriend.
Shout out.
No.
Shannon has all that stuff in the trunk of her car right now. Like a fishing pole, a hunting rifle, a bowling ball. She's got the whole kit.
Well, you fit in perfect.
All right, Brandy, you get to play one of the last two times for Beat the Bank, so congratulations on that. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. You're going to hear dollar amounts being thrown your way. When you think it's gone as high as it's going to go, you make sure you yell stop, even if it's $1,000. Okay, Brandy?
Okay.
The lowest is 100, I think. The highest is 1,000.
I feel good about it today, and I know
too.
That it's not normally my instinct we go with. I feel good about it today.
Go out with a bang, right?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
And it's her birthday.
Well, you never
know.
We
got the fireworks already queued up and everything.
All right, Britt.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah. And that banker's always tricky, you guys.
Yeah. You never know.
A tricky
you never
banker.
Know, Brandy.
All right, Brandy, birthday girl, you ready to play?
I am.
All right, let's play.
Beat the bank.
$50.
What?
$70.
Oh, okay.
$90. $1,000.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I forgot.
Oh, my God. Fireworks. Fireworks.
My wallet fell out.
I really didn't think she was going to say stop. I'm like, well, how did he jump? I thought it was going to be 100.
Oh, fireworks.
Brandy, happy birthday. You just won $1,000.
You just won $1,000, girl.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
Did you forget how to say stop for a minute?
She wasn't believing what she was hearing.
Are you all right?
You scared the mess out of us.
I am. I'm so excited.
We are, too. That was shocking.
What are you going to do with
$1,000?
I have no idea.
On your birthday.
Buy a new fishing pole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy a new gun.
Oh, maybe. You know what? That's a really good idea.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
You can do a lot of motorboats with that.
Do you have a hunting license?
I do, actually. Wow. We just put in for our deer tag for November, so hopefully I get drawn.
How about that?
What kind of gun do you have?
I have a 7mm odd 8. I have a couple. I have a shotgun and...
So basically, don't break into Brandy's house.
You have one of those deer hunting rifles? Those things are so loud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. And
then we bow hunt, too, so. Bow hunt. Man, you are just.
Do you put that.
That's very, like with a bow and arrow, that's very Hunger Games to you.
Do you spray yourself?
Yeah, spray that stuff with the deer pee and stuff.
Oh.
Yes, we do.
See? Yeah, you got to smell like the deer.
Wow.
You got to smell like the outdoors, man.
To hunt the deer, you must be the deer, Kelly. Brandy, enjoy your $1,000. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening. All right, there's one.
All right, one down.
One to go.
Woo.
Did the banker really go 50, 75,000?
Yeah.
That's exactly what he did.
And it was like dead silence. I'm like, if this thing shuts before she says stop, well, I'll be devastated.
Does it shut, Shannon? It does shut, yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was just going to be open. No. I give him a few minutes to realize what just happened.
Wow.
Speaking of big money.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about this plumber that won the lottery, but he won $136 million,
which means I didn't win.
No, check it out. He's had the winning ticket for 6 weeks and didn't know it.
How?
Check it out. We got the story right here.
Okay.
Actually, I was on a job that was a kind of a tough job, and I'm glad I didn't know I won because I probably wouldn't have finished the job.
6 weeks after he bought the ticket, his truck broke down and decided to check his numbers.
I felt like my heart stopped. I couldn't breathe. I tried to breathe in. No air would go in.
Perosi, who will take home a lump sum of $38 million, plans to share his winnings with his son, who will walk away with $16 million.
My plans, like I said, just plan for the future and take care of my kids when that time comes.
Perosi says he plans to take a vacation and start a family trust. For now, he still plans to work, just not quite as much.
Wait! He wins $136 million, he only gets 36 of it?
That's the sad part. After taking the lump sum...
But he's splitting it with his son.
And then the taxes...
It's still a lot of money.
It's still a lot of money.
Isn't it like halved and then halved again, basically?
Yeah, basically. And as you can tell, he's in New York, so the taxes, I mean... Income, whatever the taxes are, if the lottery tax,
$100 million in taxes.
He won 138, and then the lump sum, you know, they have it, and then the taxes. Dude, he walks away with 36, and he's giving his son 16.
His son had the biggest, I'm about to score with so many girls smile.
Yeah.
He had that smile going.
But that's cool.
That's so cool. 6 weeks. When doesn't it expire, though?
In a year. I think you have a year. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how that works, because this has happened before with people. Yeah, I think you have a year to claim it.
And the thing is, though, he's a plumber. He probably makes $38 million a year anyway. Well,
totally. That's so expensive.
And he must really love his job.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Keep working.
I got a buzz, love, buzz, love, pal.
Oh, the lines are open for first world problems.
Let's do it.
It's 800-KID-LIVE.
That number is 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Now, it's not my first world problem, but this guy could say, I just won $136 million and I only get $32 million of it.
Yeah, right?
I got to pay $100 million in taxes. Yeah. First world problem.
Oh, man.
Al and I actually are sharing a first world problem.
Yeah, we are. JC and I are going to Amarillo to coach the Blondes versus Brunettes football game tomorrow.
Sorry.
And the airport that we're flying out of is 15 minutes past the airport that we should fly out of.
We live next to another airport. Now we got to drive 15 minutes to the other airport.
For a free trip.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But still, Jenna, 15
or
minutes.
Or you actually probably get paid, right?
That's 15 minutes of sleep we could sleep in tomorrow.
It's a charity thing for charity thing. Alzheimer's.
Yeah. We're coaches.
Wow, y'all look really bad right now. I would just move on.
Why? We don't...
Complaining.
You're coaches.
We're going to hang out with hot girls playing football tomorrow. Yeah. And we don't get to fly out of our preferred airport.
Isn't that ideal? Hot girls playing your favorite sport.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
And where's the redhead supposed to go?
The brunette.
She goes with the brunette.
Why is she classified as a brunette?
You can be blonde if you want.
Strawberry blonde.
Can I?
Strawberry
can
blonde.
You get the pick, I think. I don't remember where the redheads ended up last year.
Yeah, we're not. I mean, even though we're coaching, we're not involved in the day-to-day activities of the team.
What's the extent of your coaching?
We run out there and huddle up, take a couple of pictures.
That's what Al does.
And it's a go! Catch it!
They let us call plays, but Al didn't know what to call.
I called a couple. Not very many.
Yeah.
Did you win last year?
Yeah, I won last year.
We're going to kick your butt.
Crushed it.
We're going to kick your butt. You had blondes, right?
No, I had the brunettes.
You had the brunettes?
How do you forget, Al? And it's for Alzheimer's. Come on, man.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
Oh, first world problems. You know when they happen, it's like the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You can't think of anything going on. It's just that one thing that just happened and how it ruined your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then you realize it's not that big of a deal. It's a first world problem.
I have one.
Go ahead, Jenna.
Since I did Invisalign.
Yeah.
My teeth are so straight and close together, I always get food stuck in them.
Oh, no.
I can't eat anything these days without having to do a check.
Yeah.
It's been something I've had to learn to cope with. My teeth are just, like, so straight and close together.
Yeah.
Please help, Jenna.
Oh. I don't know how you go on, Jenna.
$1 a day.
First world problem.
I'd rather have crooked-ass teeth than...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now every time I eat something, I got food in my teeth.
Wow. I have one.
Go ahead.
That happened to me a couple days ago.
Go ahead.
I poured my cereal in the bowl.
Yeah.
Went over to the fridge and opened it. We had no milk.
Ooh. Yeah.
You know how devastating it is?
Put some water in it.
It's not the same, Al.
Put some water in.
It's not the same. I was just longing for that cereal. Like, when you finish the cereal and you got the milk at the bottom, you just sip it.
Yeah.
Because I got a straw bowl.
You never had Diet Coke?
Who puts Coke in their cereal?
A Miller Lite?
No. Ruin my day.
First world problems on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Andy, you have first world problem. Big dilemma for Andy. What's going on in your life?
Well, now that we have water in the lake and the drought is over, I don't know which boat to take out. That's my first world problem.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Which boat to take out?
What kind of boats do you have?
A cobalt water skiing boat and a bass boat.
Oh. Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow. Well, sell one of those boats and get a new phone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding, Andy. Thank you for calling. Andy's cutting out.
Right.
You can't expect cell phones to always get you.
Not always.
Speaking of phones, let's go with Brittany. Brittany, what's happening?
Yeah. My first world problem is whenever my aux cord doesn't fit into my iPhone 6 because my phone case is too big.
Yeah, I've had that problem.
Oh, yeah, you can't get it in when the case is too big.
It's a very common first world problem, actually. I can relate.
Yeah, it really sucks.
Sorry.
It does suck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Brittany. Hopefully you have a good day.
Despite
this going on wrong in your life. First world problems on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Megan, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Good.
Okay, good.
What's going on in your world?
Well, I work at a bank about an hour away from the town I live in.
Yeah.
And I work in loan operations, so I have a dual screen computer monitor. When we have problems, computer problems, electricity problems, I work at our local branch in the town I live in, and they only have one computer or monitor for me to work on.
Oh, okay.
It takes me more than double the time to get my work done, and it's almost like stepping back 10 years.
You should file a grievance with the union.
I think, yeah. Union.
I would sue them for emotional distress.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
You can work under those conditions.
Megan, hopefully you don't have to work with one screen today.
No, I'm at my desk today, so we're good to go.
All is good in the world for Megan today, but man, when she has to go to that local one.
Dude, we have our own first world problem right here. Sometimes it dips down under 70 degrees in this studio.
Oh, man, Al.
Honey, don't even make light of that. That's a serious problem.
Oh, let's not even get
it
started
on
our...
It gets so cold in here, my toes feel like they're falling off.
Let's not even get started on our internet. Like, I don't know which one to connect to.
Yeah, which server are we supposed to use? Every day it's a crapshoot.
We have three different servers.
I don't know.
I don't know which one's going to be faster.
I still end up using my personal hotspot.
Yeah. Four if you count Al's personal hotspot.
Yeah.
Al's hot spot.
Yeah, it sounds weird. I'm on Al's hot spot.
That should be the name of your new bar.
My next bar, Al's hot spot.
Just call it the hot spot.
I love it.
Craig, I've had to deal with this in the past, and it's no fun. What's going on in your world, man?
Well, let's see. I got up this morning, noticed my dishes weren't done. I just went to turn them on, and all of a sudden, I have this electrical smell. So I'm having to do the dishes by hand right now.
Oh.
Hashtag first world problem.
You know what you gotta do, man? Go buy some paper plates, plasticware, right.
Go,
whatever.
Go bachelor, man. Go bachelor.
And that's what I do. Just avoid washing the dishes completely.
Right. Well, I got a couple more because I had to dry my hands off because I have an Android phone and I have to try to touch the button to get a call in here.
Yeah. Oh no, you dang. Dang, man, it's just tough for
double
you.
Double first world.
Right.
Problem.
How are you gonna make it through the weekend, Craig?
I hope your day gets better, sir.
I do too.
You hang in there.
Yeah, Craig. Give us a call back on Monday. Let us know how your weekend went. We want to make sure you're okay. Ashley, what are you covered in?
Yesterday I rushed home from work,
mm-hmm.
and when I was getting ready to go out, I was trying to beat my husband before he got home, so I lathered up with Nair, and because I hate shaving, right?
Yeah.
And when I hop in the shower, the water doesn't come on because our landlord had turned our water off mistakenly instead of our new upstairs neighbor.
Oh no.
Oh. So you're covered in
Nair. How'd you get the Nair off?
I had to think on my feet, and I got a dry towel, and it was very gross. And next time, I will definitely check the water.
Yeah.
First.
Oh. Yeah, I just gotta go with the towel. I guess. Yeah, that Nair smell is gross.
So, did you make it out of the house before your husband got home?
Well, yes, but I did have to call him, and I was like, call the landlord. I gotta do something. It's gonna burn me. And he's like, I don't know what to do.
Will Nair help guys if we have super hairy legs? It will?
Yeah.
I want to do Nair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the first time I tried Nair, it burns the hair off. And it's like little pinked up curly
like
burned
wilted
hairs. Yeah.
You have to leave it on the right amount of time, but not too long because it'll burn your skin.
I'm thinking about Nairing off the chest hair, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What chest hair?
Oh, Kelly.
The random whiz
is the one hair.
Unruly chest hair right now in my life. Thank you for your call. Thank you for calling, Ashley. I do. I have a lot of chest hair now. You guys don't believe me, but I do.
Okay. Right. Prove it.
I'll show you later.
No, take your shirt off.
You don't need to take your shirt off to show chest hair.
You're just like teasing us with all this talk of chest hair.
What?
Where? What? I can't see it. You have to take your shirt off.
I'm not taking my shirt off.
Why would he tease us with his bodacious chest hair?
Why are you looking at me asking me that
question? I'm asking you, why would he tease us about his chest hair? And then he's like, but no, I won't show
you. How much he has.
I'm not teasing.
Whatever.
It's not a tease. I'm just telling you I have more unruly chest hair.
Is it invisible?
I'll let you see my chest hair, Kel. Here you go. Mm.
You got chest hair, belly hair.
What do you call your hair, Al?
My hair, like that little patch over my crack of my butt. That's my afro.
I'm allowed to say that on the radio.
Yeah, well, that's what it's called.
I don't know, maybe not, but it's really funny.
Angie, you have something in common with Kelly Raspberry.
Oh.
I do. Just like Kelly. Oh, sorry. Good morning, y'all. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning.
Hey. What's up, young lady?
Just like Kelly, I am a delicate, fair-skinned redhead.
Uh-huh.
And so I get sunburned while I'm driving in my car, so I'm going to have to break down and get my windows tinted. Oh. First world problem.
Wow. It's that sunburned. Bad?
It's that bad. Yeah. I started noticing, I wish I'd have known this earlier, to keep sunscreen in my car, because when you're driving with your hands on the wheel, I'm getting like sunburned on my hands.
Yeah.
So you have to put sunscreen on the back of your hands.
So one of your arms.
I just keep it in my glove, my little armrest thing now.
So, Angie, one of your arms is red and the other one's white?
Well, it's actually more because when I drive home, I drive into the west. Uh-huh. I'm in Missouri, so I drive home facing Kansas City. And so it's coming through the front window, and my neck and my chest are burned.
Yeah. You got a farmer tan from driving.
Yeah.
From driving.
Dang.
All my friends, they're like, oh, it's lunch. Let's go out and go for a walk. And I'm like, I can't. I'll get sunburned.
It is so, y'all don't even understand.
It's heartbreaking.
It's hard.
I think about Kelly when we're in Mexico, when I can go outside and deal. And Kelly, I mean, you can't even be outside.
And I don't mean to be, you don't mean to be a party pooper as a redhead, but you can't do these things.
It's hard out there for a redhead. Wow.
And everybody end up dating is always opposite of me. Dark skin never burns.
Yeah.
It's like,
hello?
You try so hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Live my life.
I'm sorry, Angie.
Best
of luck with your sunburns.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly's dating a Dominican Republic guy now.
We should start a support group for redheads.
I bet you they have
one. We can all sit around and bitch about it together.
Allison, you have something new in your life?
Yes. My new cell phone, iPhone, is not compatible with the Bluetooth hands-free on my 2014 CR-V. So I have to answer and call manually.
How is that even possible?
Yes, you get a new phone and a new car, and they're not compatible.
That sucks. Hashtag first world problem.
Hashtag first world problem.
Poor Allison. So excited about getting your new phone, and then you got to freaking go buy one of those portable Bluetooth things. Melinda, how you doing this morning?
Hi. I'm doing great.
What's yours?
My husband and I work in office buildings less than a mile apart. He had a vacation day today, so no HOV for me, and I'm sitting in traffic.
Good news is you get to listen to us a little bit longer,
that's
though. That's
funny.
Good, right, Melinda?
That's funny.
I'm going to be late.
That's funny.
That is pretty funny. Melissa, I don't know how you're going to make it through your day today. What's going on?
So my feet hurt so bad because I got a Fitbit, and I've been doing the challenges, and I can barely keep up.
Damn you, Fitbit!
Melissa's tired from walking too much because of her Fitbit.
That's awesome.
Thank you for your call, Melissa. We'll take one more right here.
All
right. Let's see what we got. First world problems. Sarah, you're our closer. What's wrong in your life?
Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
Good morning.
I woke up this morning, and I have mosquito bites all over my body, even my butt, because my husband and I decided to do laundry on the trampoline last night. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, no!
That's awesome.
On the trampoline!
Oh, no!
Yeah,
put a little spring in your step, huh? Yeah.
That is funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, you got like trampoline burns on your knees.
No,
it's ridiculous.
Oh, it's awful.
Did he double bounce you?
Oh, stop it.
Where were the kids? I mean, I'm assuming you have kids if you have a trampoline.
Well, we have a monitor.
Oh.
A monitor.
Wait, so you had the monitor with
bouncing
you?
Bouncing on the trampoline.
Oh, my.
Sarah needs a reality show, I think.
That's
that is
awesome.
Hilarious.
Oh,
man. Thank you, Sarah. Good luck with your mosquito bites on your butt.
Y'all have a good morning.
Oh, my gosh. Love it.
Oh, man.
This happens.
America's funniest home
this
video.
This really does happen.
Oh, no.
It always involves a trampoline.
That's true.
You know, it always does.
I don't see that one.
At this time Monday, we're going to have Trip a Day for you. Sign up at kidnation.com so we call your name. You got to be one of three names called. First one that gets to play.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bang.
Last one.
Beat the Bang.
This one will be good.
Beat the Bang.
Gotta be the best.
This is it. Everybody, holla. We gave away $50,000. This is it. Este es
Look at that.
Oh, you missed
it. JC, what did he say to you?
I didn't understand it.
Este es.
Este es.
That's Spanish.
Uh-huh.
This is it.
This is it. This is.
E. Isso. Iso.
Yeso.
Yeso. It's Portuguese. And it's for all my Brazilian brothers and sisters out there. And say nes quick kill, Q-U-I-L. That's French.
Oh,
I was just trying to be all inclusive.
I got
in
you.
The finale here, you know?
Yes, todo. You can say, yes, todo. That's it.
That's it.
Oh, and Pyro.
Fireworks.
Come
thank
on.
You. Thank you,
we paid for him with the bonus points.
Yeah.
Courtney
you.
Delgado, how you doing this morning?
I am great. How are you?
Oh, you're our final contestant with Beat the Bank.
I know. Isn't it great? Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
It's sad and great at the same time.
I'm excited
we're miss
for
it.
You.
Hopefully, we get it back soon. Courtney, what are you doing right now? Working?
I actually just got off work. I actually tried to call at 7:20 because I get off at 7:15, and I'm not supposed to be on the phone while I'm driving. But I tried anyway.
So we're cutting into your sleeping time is what we're doing right now.
You know what? I've been staying up every morning.
Just to play?
Just to call in.
Well, look at that. It paid off for you, Courtney.
What do you do on the overnight shift?
I do experimental engine testing.
Whoa. That sounds extreme. Yeah.
I have nothing to say about
stream
that.
Testing.
I have nothing to say about that.
Courtney, one last time, we'll tell you the rules about for the game. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. We're going to throw dollar amounts your way. The banker's tricky. You never know how high it's going to go. It could go up to $1,000. When you think it's gone as high as it's going to go, you make sure you yell stop for us, and that's how much money you will win. If it closes on you, you get nothing, and we don't want that.
The banker's got to have some love on the last final
come on
time.
Now.
I hope so.
You know, I don't know.
I hope so.
I don't know, Courtney, but I'm just saying.
I'd love to end positively.
I would, too. Courtney, are you ready to play our last round of Beat the Bank?
I am ready.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
On the Kid.
Now we're going to play that.
Morning show. There you go.
Oh
my God! No!
Are you serious?
Oh my gosh! No!
Courtney, we ran out of money. So.
Are you joking?
Oh my gosh! No,
Courtney, that's just a joke. That's-
oh my gosh!
Okay, that was the meanest thing ever.
Oh my gosh!
Oh,
that was mean.
Well, there went my daughter spending money for Costa Rica.
Courtney didn't even react to it. Courtney, that was apparently
like, this can't be happening.
Is that the joke you guys were going to tell me in the back and decided not to tell me? Nick?
That was a joke.
Oh, okay. Nick's in studio. Okay. Oh. That was a joke. Okay, you ready?
Made me have a heart attack.
Okay, are you ready? Okay. You ready to play for reals?
Oh my, so mean.
I need 1,000 because that wasn't nice.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I thought you were just going to be like, okay, she just
160.
That was pretty funny, though. Now all right. It was pretty funny.
I was like, did something break?
Yeah, I was like, oh.
For reals now, let's play.
Beat the bank.
Here you go, Courtney.
And then it just shuts with
160.
Again.
200.
All right.
250.
Come on, banker.
360. 470. 580.
He sounds happy.
690.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on. Don't do this. Oh, he got jokes.
Oh, no.
Oh, that one wasn't a joke.
I really thought it was going to go all the way.
I did too.
I know.
Courtney.
Courtney.
I guess that's what the banker was doing when he coughed.
Yeah, cough.
What a cruel joke, and then to have it slam shut.
Yeah.
Al, what do you want to go in on something for?
Yeah, let's do something. Where do you live, Courtney?
I live in Diamond Head.
In who?
Diamond Head.
Diamond Head. That's a ski resort, isn't it?
I wish.
Or a place where there's a lot of snakes.
You can't go out on a...
No, what do you want to do?
Well, what was the last dollar amount?
600 something.
What was it?
690.
$690.
Okay, thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I feel so bad about that.
I mean, Courtney stayed up.
All right.
You know, so then they played that joke on her at the beginning.
All right, let's give her $500. Let's give her $500.
You want to just go ahead and, well, I got $5.
Let's give her $500.
I'll throw in there. Yeah. I got $520. I got another $20.
$520?
Okay. Well, now I feel like to give her, I need to give her that extra $20 now. Hang on. You got it on you now?
Well, I mean, she's looking
serious. I was just
you walking around with that kind of cash?
Yeah, I got 24. I got to pay something.
Okay. Well,
let's give her $545.
We'll give you $545 just out of our pocket, okay, right, Courtney? Because we feel
bad. We feel bad about that.
For the bank.
That
yeah.
was awful.
Yeah, so your daughter, have some, awesome. Your daughter will have spending money in Costa Rica, okay?
All right.
Oh, that would be great.
Hang
all right,
on.
All right, Courtney. All right. Sorry the banker was mean to you.
That was awful.
That was, sometimes jokes happen.
Well, she did wait a while.
As Big Al Mack would say,
gotcha. $545. Okay, at least we ended on somewhat positive.
Yeah, we got Trip a Day coming up next week. Sign up at KidNation.com. But Nick from the Man Room's in the studio.
Yeah, hey guys.
Hey, buddy.
Well, real quick, we want to play a quick little game with you guys.
Okay.
So this weekend, there's two big things on TV. Mm-hmm. You got the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah.
That's Saturday.
Yeah.
So American Pharoah is trying to win
a
Triple Crown.
Yeah.
Yeah, horse racing.
Yeah.
And then Sunday night is the Tony Awards.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
Who's hosting him this time?
What do you watch?
I don't remember. If you say Neil Patrick Harris, that's the safe choice.
No, it's Kristen Chenoweth and Alan.
Actually, American Pharoah is hosting the Tony Awards.
Yeah, American Pharoah is going for the Triple Crown.
So we noticed something really funny in the back that a lot of these horses and plays could kind of get mixed up for each other. So we want to see if you guys can guess if what I say is a horse running in the Belmont Stakes or if it's a play nominated for the Tony Awards, okay?
Okay.
Rapid fire, points don't matter. Let's just have a little bit of fun, okay?
Okay.
Right. Got it.
Okay, first one, Mooptahij.
What?
Mooptahij.
Mooptahij?
That's a horse.
That's not a horse.
That's got to be a horse.
That's a horse.
That's a horse. Good job.
Yeah.
All right.
I said it wasn't a horse.
They have a lot of chic owners.
Yeah, horse.
Yeah. All right, next one, is this a horse or a play? Something Rotten.
That's
something,
a play.
Play?
Something
play.
Rotten.
That's a play. Good job, Kelly. That is a play.
All right.
Tale of the Verve.
That's tricky.
Horse.
It play. Is a horse.
Horse.
It is a horse. Yeah.
I'm just guessing, but. Yeah,
all right.
Good.
Made from Lucky.
Horse.
Horse.
That is a horse. Good job.
All right.
Framento.
What?
Framento?
Framento.
Framento.
That's a lozenge.
I'll say play.
That's a lozenge.
Play.
That is a horse.
Yeah.
All right. Hand to God.
Oh, play.
Play.
Play. Good job.
Oh, okay.
Gigi.
Play.
Play.
Play. Good job. Good job. Frosted.
Horse.
That is a horse. Good job, Kelly. Fun Home.
Fun Home.
Fun Home.
That's E.T., what he used to say, isn't it?
Fun Phone Home.
Oh. Fun Home.
I'm going to go with horse because I've never heard of that
before. I'm saying play.
That's a play.
Yeah.
That's a play. All right. Keen Ice. Horse or play?
Oh, that's a horse.
That is a horse. Good
with
job.
Swagger.
All right. Just a few more. On the Town. Horse or play?
That's probably a play.
Play.
Probably a play.
That's a play. Good job.
Okay.
Materiality. Is that a horse or a play?
Materiality.
Horse. That's a girlfriend.
Play. Yeah.
That's a horse. That's a horse.
There you go.
All right. And the last one. The last one. Is this a horse or a play? The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
That's a play.
That'll be a play.
Horse.
That's a play. That's a play. Good job.
I read the book.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
600 minutes. I had that soundtrack. That's the only one I've ever bought.
Really?
Yeah, right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys want to talk some movies?
I
do.
I want to go to the movies this weekend. I really do.
I already saw one of the movies that came out this weekend, but I got to see what Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com thinks about Entourage because I value her opinion.
Oh, you're going to go head to head with the review here?
Yeah, we always go head to head.
I just want to find out what's the best thing to see because, you know, it's so rare that you get a chance to go to the movie and lay down all that money.
Yeah.
You want to make sure it's money and time well spent.
That's why we have Gray Drake.
Listen, I'll get to you in a second, Kelly.
Okay.
In the meantime, JC, I love the series Entourage because I enjoy looking at beautiful people, generally underdressed, throwing a lot of cash around because for Gray Drake, that's just another Wednesday.
Right?
So,
girl.
I've seen the Entourage movie twice because I liked it so much.
That's what I said I was going to do, but I've only seen it once.
So you saw it twice because you think you might have missed stuff the first time around?
It is an incredibly, like, subconscious film with a lot of layers and really a lot of subtext, you guys. It's really important that you catch all the subtext of the boobs.
Right. Absolutely.
And probably a lot of funny one-liners that guys are going to memorize and repeat for the next decade.
I need to memorize all the drama lines.
Every single drama line. And that's one of the reasons I like the movie as much as I did, because he's my favorite character. And they really give him a chance to shine in this film. And I also think that it works, because if you don't watch the show, then it ain't rocket science, y'all. You'll pick it up.
Good. Okay, that's good to know, because I wasn't a huge fan of the show. I tried to get in it, but I just, you know, I never caught it.
And it catches you up.
And good for Big Al. He really loves rocket science.
Yeah, right.
How's it doing on the tomato meter, Gray?
Entourage the film is doing the same as Entourage the TV series did with our critics, and it is rotten.
Of course.
Really?
They don't get it, Gray.
They don't get it, and what they are getting from it is a bigger conversation about feminism and about the way that we deal with celebrity in our world. But to me, I'm going to let those smarty pants go be smart by themselves, and I'm going to watch this movie.
There you go.
So here's the thing. I'm not going to answer your question yet, Kelly. Instead, I'm going to talk about Insidious Chapter 3.
Okay.
What's this one about?
Definitely not the film that you should be seeing this weekend, because it is a horror movie, and I really liked the previous two Insidious movies.
Mm-hmm, I did too.
Good. So this one is really different because it only has one character from the other two movies, and that is Lynn Shay, who plays Elise. She's like a medium that bridges the real world with the spirit world called The Further. And she's out helping this young lady whose mother has passed away. She wants to contact her. But if you've ever seen a horror movie ever in your life, you know that that's a terrible idea. Mm-hmm. So Lynn Shay helps her, try to contact her mom, but it doesn't go great. And so all of a sudden the demons show up. And so Insidious Chapter 3 is not a gory horror movie. So as a horror movie fan, I was a little dissatisfied.
Ooh. I hear you leave a lot on the table when it comes to dissatisfaction.
What? Dissatisfaction?
I'll say it better. I still don't understand what he meant.
I didn't say it right at all.
So I'm sure it's not doing very well with the critics then, huh?
Oh, my God, JC, you couldn't be more wrong.
Really?
Here's what's crazy. Critics usually don't love horror movies, so most of the time they're rotten with our critics but popular with fans. And Insidious Chapter 3, unlike the last Insidious movie, is currently fresh.
Wow.
How about that?
That's crazy.
Right now it's just the border of fresh. It's almost as fresh as the first movie was. And so if you like the series, then you should take a chance, because if the critics like it, then, geez, that's good.
Cool.
Of course.
Now, the ever-important question of the week.
Yes.
What in the world?
What?
That was from me. That was my question. It was very important.
Great question, Kelly.
Spy.
Oh, it's good?
It's great.
Okay.
I told you.
Okay. Now, before you came on with us, Gray, I said, I bet she's going to hate it.
Well, you know, you guys remember that Melissa McCarthy's movies are kind of hit and miss with me. So
yes.
I'm not surprised that you thought that, because I love her, but her movies usually end up being better on cable.
Uh-huh. Right.
And this one is directed by Paul Feig, who also directed Bridesmaids, which she was in. And this movie was so built up for me that it's like impossible for me to like it almost. And it's just that good.
Oh, good.
Good, because the preview maybe didn't do it justice. Mm-hmm. It looked to be like there were funny moments, and then it looked kind of cheesy with the Jason Statham and the action spy, CIA stuff.
Yeah, they make it work. That's the thing. Like, she plays a CIA agent who's a desk jockey who has to go out into the field because she's the only face that the bad guys don't recognize. And she gets shafted with all these terrible identities, and she looks like a crazy cat lady. And Jason Statham plays this very uber-serious agent. And he's so funny that I nearly died laughing. Anybody that can make that, serious stick-in-the-mud funny is really a talented director.
Yeah, I would never think Jason would be funny.
He is a very cranky individual. Aww. Like, he's so cranky that the last time that I talked to him, he was like, I don't have one fresh movie on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm leaving. I've been a huge fan of his for years, and I don't know what came over me, but I said, Jason, the bank job is certified fresh at 80%, so sit your ass back in that seat.
And did he?
He did. He said to me, he goes, how do I get a movie to be fresh on Rotten Tomatoes? And I said, listen, I have the secret. Do you want to know why? He said, I really want to know why. How? I said, take your shirt off, cover yourself in motor oil, boom, your movie's fresh.
Another Wednesday night at your house.
Right.
Exactly. So anyway, he's great in this movie, and so is Melissa McCarthy. Now, here's the one caveat, though. This is very R-rated, and there's a lot of language towards the end of it, so this isn't a good one for your little one.
Uh-huh.
The bottom line on Spy is that Melissa McCarthy makes James Bond look like an octopussy.
All right. I like that. I like
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
So Spy is certified fresh at 94%.
Oh, super fresh. That is
great. I'm
going
to have a date night at the movies. That's what I want to see.
Great. You got to go tell Jason Statham that he has a 94% movie now.
I know, and you guys have to go to the movie to see if he took his shirt off and covered himself in motor oil to get it.
Ooh.
Okay. That's Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com joining us. Thank you so much for letting us know which movies to watch, Gray.
You got it, guys. Mwah.
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 It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.